Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Well-worn paths. I don't think there's any arguing that Jesus must have been the healthiest person to ever live. Dr. Luke records his growth in just one succinct verse, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Every word of Scripture is inspired, right down to the order the words are penned. So when Luke says first that Jesus grew in wisdom, that is our indication that a healthy mind is the foundation for every other aspect of health. I recently received an email from a Christian brother asking for prayer and counseling in overcoming lust and pornography. I naturally agreed to pray with him, but I also said, before I offer you any strategies to try, let me ask you a quick question. What have you already tried to get victory over this? He replied, I've tried praying, watching videos on it, and basically saying no to the devil. But the temptation comes when I am weak, and I think I can just try again tomorrow, and then I fall into it. I am just tempted at times throughout the day, and sometimes I fight it with prayer, but other times I just fall right into it, basically without even trying. What my friend is dealing with here is a natural, unconscious response. Our brains like well-worn paths because it's very easy and comfortable for our minds to automatically respond as they have responded before. As in the case of my friend, it may be heading down a path of lust that leads to pornography. For others, it may be unhealthy choices made in response to certain triggers, or it may be the anger that flares up into biting words when a certain someone pushes your buttons. We head down that well-worn path unconsciously and automatically. Our immediate response might bring some temporary relief, but usually we're not very happy with where we've ended up once again. If we are going to make a new path or a new healthier response, we first need to become aware of the well-worn path we automatically go to. So my counsel to my friend who emailed me for help was to start keeping a journal. I wrote back, "Your willpower alone isn't going to cut it, as you've probably realized. Here's the first step I would suggest. Keep a journal of every time you are tempted to lust or porn. Write down what you were feeling. Was it day or evening? What was happening just before that? Did you have time in prayer and Bible reading that day or not? How did you fight the temptation? Were you successful or not?" I think as you keep track of these things, you will begin to see some triggers and some patterns. Maybe you were physically tired or lonely or hungry. Maybe it was a certain person you talked with or a show you watched. Maybe it was after checking your social medias or after a super hard day at work. When you see patterns of what is causing you to go to porn for relief, you can recognize them earlier and head them off before they grip your mind so strongly. Psychologists call it metacognition. When we think about what we're thinking about, when we think about why we are taking a certain well-worn path again, we don't think about our thinking very frequently. We keep thinking along those well-worn paths out of habit, not because we want to go down those paths. This is where the Holy Spirit is invaluable. He helps us to see those well-worn paths, identify which paths are healthy or unproductive, and then help us begin to carve out a new path. It's not just thinking about right things, but thinking rightly about all things, even the painful things or the triggering things. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 25, Paul counsels us to take off the old self and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, and this is an important conclusion, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Do you remember that Jesus taught us to love our neighbor as ourselves? Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. Paul says we are to speak truthfully to our neighbor. So doesn't that mean that we have to first speak truthfully to ourselves? Yes, we do. If we are going to make new paths for our mind, we are going to have to talk to ourselves differently. My cousin Dick Brogdon wrote, "A primary theater of spiritual warfare is in our heads and thoughts. The primary weapon of the enemy is deceit. He starts with attractive little lies and half-truths and works his way up to blatant, ridiculous, perverted nonsense. Winning the battle for truth in the mind is critical to winning the war. If we lose enough of the little skirmishes, we can believe and do any wicked thing. If we daily combat lies with light and truth, we will stand firm. The little lies and half-truths will keep us trapped on our old, well-worn paths. But identifying those lies and speaking the truth to them will help us travel down new paths that lead to health and freedom. Let the Holy Spirit be your counselor. Let the Holy Spirit help you think about what you're thinking about when you're triggered to unconsciously head down the unhealthy, well-worn path. Let the Holy Spirit help you see a new path. And then let the Holy Spirit empower you to stick with it, to keep doing the hard work of blazing a new path. I'm going to build on this series of messages about a Christian's mental health, but let's start with this simple prayer. Holy Spirit, help me make new paths. As you pray this, listen to how the Holy Spirit will guide you away from the unhealthy, unconscious, well-worn paths, and will then lead you into the new, healthy path that brings you freedom. I have a free graphic that says, Holy Spirit, help me make new paths, that I would like to send to you. You can use it on your computer or on your phone. Just let me know which device that you're using, and I'll send you the right size. You can also follow along with all of the messages in this series. I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.